You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the government have been accused of breaching the Bill of Rights with religious education. The case says the Education Act allows for religious favouritism in schools. He has filed a case with the Human Rights Review Tribunal with 26 witnesses and 13 cases of parents whose children have been mistreated where beliefs have been misrepresented. So the government have been accused of breaching the Bill of Rights with religious education in schools. A case has been filed with the tribunal. Can you tell me a bit more about this case and the breaches?
Yes, the main breaches are Bible in schools classes, which are a biased program promoting Christianity at the expense of all other beliefs. And it's permitted by Section 78 of the Education Act 1964 that says that they can do this. But the Bill of Rights Act says that state departments must not discriminate against other people on grounds of their religion or ethical beliefs. And nothing could be more discriminating than taking a Christian evangelistic message and sending it to kids from all sorts of backgrounds. So that's, we're saying those two laws are inconsistent. We want the tribunal to agree with us. If they do, then they will have file a report to the parliament, which will then have to consider changing those laws.
Yeah, so you've said that this isn't appropriate for a religiously diverse society. So you think this could be creating a bit of a bias for young people in education for religion?
It's a very big bias. For instance, kids as young as 5 come home from these classes spouting Christian beliefs and saying they want to see God, was what one child came home saying. Their parents were atheists. The thought of their child wanting to see God, you know, just was an absolute turn-off. That was Jeff McClintock and his wife partner, and they withdrew their children from that school because of that. So it was because of that and lots of bullying that went with it.
I've read that religion should be taught academically, as you've said, so can you tell me a bit more about this idea as opposed to how we're currently teaching religion in schools?
Yeah, well, the religion in schools now is done by amateurs and it's totally unprofessional and one-sided. We're quite happy with being teaching about other religions and other non-religious beliefs like atheism and humanism. They should all be taught, but as part of the ordinary school curriculum, like in social studies. We don't favour a separate religious studies program. We just favour kids knowing what their neighbours think, and that includes neighbours from all different religions.
Yeah, so it also has come out that the Church's Education Commission employs more than 2,500 unpaid workers to teach the Christianity, but it does say that it doesn't have enough resources to check the instructors regularly, so these religious instructors aren't getting reviewed. Do you think that more regular reviews would help, or do you think there are fundamental problems in the way that we're looking at teaching religion in schools?
They admit some of what we say, like the fact that there are some of their teachers that teach kids they're going to hell, or that they're parents are going to hell for being unmarried. But even if they didn't say that stuff, it'd still be promoting Christianity. I used to be a Bible in schools teacher myself when I was a minister, and I would have put a much more modern, liberal version of Christianity in front of the kids, but that would be inappropriate too. I realise now I was wrong. I was promoting liberal Christianity, that people should not be in schools promoting anything. There should be no promotions of anything. We should not be selling cigarettes to five-year-olds. Neither should you be selling a religion to them.
Yeah, so do you think that these children should have the right at any age to be able to opt out of these classes at school?
I think they should, but I mean, I think they should not be there at all. The young kids are mostly not sure enough of their own beliefs to opt themselves out. I have met kids aged 10 and 11 who've opted themselves out. They've got the confidence to do that, but the law doesn't provide for it. But we say that law should be changed also. There is a law that allows 16-year-olds to opt out of classes. You're supposed to have independent thought by the time you're 16. But for 5-year-olds, the independence they need is to have no pressure at all. They need the right not to have a belief. As they get older, they've got a right to form beliefs of their own, but they should do that without pressure. So if a child from an atheist home decides later on they want to become a Christian, and the school should not be pressuring them in one way or the other.
Yeah, so how do you think we've got to this point of Christianity having this preferential treatment in schools? Why Christianity? Why did it not start as a teaching of broad religions?
Well, the thing started in 1877 when the first Education Act was set up, and they decided then to make schools secular. In other words, there should be no bias, which is what we want. Immediately, they started making exceptions and saying, well, religious groups can come in and teach the kids, provided it's after school hours. Then they changed it again and said they can come out even during school hours, and they just pretend that the school is closed for that period. And that's what Section 78 of the Act provides for, and we're saying that's inconsistent.
Yeah. So is Section 78 religious instruction for up to 1 hour a week to a maximum of 20 hours per year?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so what do you propose to be different to that?
That we propose that should be repealed.
Okay.
And the Section 77, which says schools must be secular, we agree with that, except that it only says it must be secular during teaching hours. And we say it should be changed, so it should be secular in total. So, for instance, things like, it doesn't cover things like school camps, where they can take kids off to a religious retreat, and some do, and they have prayers over their meals and so on, and evangelistic lessons in them. And that should not be allowed to happen either. So we want Section 77 made so it covers all kinds of religious preaching.
Mm. So moving forward now, well, you've filed the case with the Human Rights Review Tribunal. What happens now?
We're hoping that in the next month or two, the tribunal will call a case management conference, get the different counsel together, and they will then set a timetable. And now, normally the tribunal takes about 2 years. They've got such a backlog because of lack of government funding that people wait 2 years or so to get their cases heard. But they can present a case more urgently like than that if the parties agree that it is urgent.
Mm.
Now, we're saying it's urgent, and that is why we filed all our evidence early. Mm. Usually you file the evidence till there's a timetable, but we've got all our evidence ready to roll to show the tribunal how much there is of it. We've got 26 witnesses, and we are hoping that the other parties will agree that it's a major thing and needs to be treated promptly. We're hoping that the other parties include the Human Rights Commission, and they've got a QC representing them. We are hoping that she will support giving it urgency. The government, the Attorney General, is represented by another QC, Paul Rishworth, one of the top lawyers in this area. We are hoping that he will see fair play and agree that it should be given urgency. It's a meeting of QCs. Our own barrister is also an Australian silk, which is the same thing. So it's got some of the top legal brains in the country on this question.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.